The Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission will issue one permit to a tribal hunting party to kill one bull elk in the ceded territory of the Clam Lake area. Department of Natural Resources Secretary Kathy Stepp wrote in a letter this week to Glyphwick that she is deeply disappointed with the hunt, calling it a setback in state and tribal relations. But Glyphwick spokeswoman Sue Erickson says the ceremonial hunt is important to them.
These creatures are given, and if they're not taken, the Creator may take them away. So there's a sort of a responsibility, not only for management, but also for use.
A tribal statement did not mention the DNR or STEP's concerns about the elk herd population. DNR Land Administrator Kurt Thede says they won't fight this hunt.
We're continuing to be committed to the elk program, but as far as ability for us to take any further legal action on this, that doesn't appear to be the case.
Erickson says this won't hurt the elk herd.
They've talked to biologists and so forth to make sure that this taking will not have any type of measurable impact on the elk population or the elk survival.
Erickson says tribes from northern Wisconsin will join together at a place and date that will not be publicly released.
This action is in respect to the elk. It's considered a way of continued success of the reintroduction. So it's viewed as a very positive thing to do, and the elk will be honored in the ceremony.
There are about 175 elk in northern Wisconsin, the state's only wild elk herd. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.